Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We go. We should be all right now. That is Ira. That's Corey. I'm Jeff. And yay, sausage!
You're also just not used to having Corey in studio. That's kind of throwing you off, too, probably.
It changes every week. Yeah, changes
the
every
dynamic.
Week. Yeah, that's the way it works. It's all right.
Big news from Register Sausage this week,
oh,
guys.
Here
big,
we go. Let's hear it.
Big news. I think Tom will help us out and maybe throw up the graphic. Yeah, there you go. The Register is hosting a summer sausage party. The summer sausage party.
Okay, great.
This Thursday, May 30th. It's going to be the Thursday
before. Well, not this Thursday.
Well, not this Thursday.
Okay. Thursday, May 30th.
May 30th, okay.
Before the NCAA regional start. So hopefully Florida State Baseball is hosting a regional. And it'll be the Thursday before that out at the Hub, which is where Corey
got
Stephanie
married.
That's true. Yep.
And it's going to be free sausage. I don't know how much free sausage. It doesn't give the details. There is going to be some amount of free sausage. Somebody's going to be giving out free sausage at this party, registers, and also merchandise and fun for the whole sausage fam. Corey and I are going to be there. Jeff has an obligation. He's going to be actually on an airplane.
I will be on an airplane. I will have already left at that time, which is unfortunate because when I saw the date, when you texted me, I pissed because I'd like to be at this. First of all, the Hub's awesome. I love you guys. Like to see everybody and eat free sausage.
Yeah.
Damn it, man.
And get some merch. But Corey and I will be there, and we'll have some other guests as well, and it should be a good time. We'll have more details as the date approaches. But yeah, man, it's just another cool thing. Registers reaching out to the War Chant family, the Seminole Headlines family, and just doing good things. And I think, again, between now and then, though, if you need your sausage fix, go to registermeats.com. That's the website. You can order it, have it delivered to your house fresh and delicious, or go to any of your grocery stores in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in this part of the country, say you're on the outskirts, say if you're in Tennessee or Mississippi, I don't know if they have registers there yet. Just talk to your meat manager.
They ought to. It's not that far away.
Yeah.
I figured those counted for being in this part of the country, those southern states. You mean like southern or just bordering
Florida? What if you're in Maine? Can you get registered sausage in Maine?
What we've done so far, not Maine yet. What we've done so far is it's kind of like over into Alabama, Panhandle, Florida,
down to Tampa,
over to Jacksonville, up into South Carolina, Georgia and South Carolina.
You can get it in some places in Atlanta.
You can order it wherever you want to order.
Okay,
I'm saying this is where local stores are, whether it's your Publix
or
Costco's.
To Maine.
Oh, they're delivered to Maine, not Alaska.
Somebody in the chat here, Wicked High, just told us that they do not have it. That's the person's name.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Wicked High.
Tennessee does not have it.
Well, they need to get going.
Especially for the people that are wicked high, you need sausage.
Yeah. That's enjoy especially, the evening. Especially
that's
for
the especially
people.
True. Yeah, absolutely. That's a toughie. All right, boys, how we doing? Good. Next week you're going to Amelia Island. Corey and I were talking about it before you walked in the room. Nice. We had to get into hushed tones when we saw that you entered because of some of the things we were saying.
Yeah. Sure. Where are you going, by the way?
It's Monday. Well, it starts Sunday, but usually I go Monday through Wednesday.
So for the people that don't remember,
Tough assignment for Ira to go over to Amelia Island.
Are you staying at the Ritz?
No. I did look.
We're doing well. You need to one time stay at the Ritz.
So the regular rate at the Ritz right now is $980 a night.
Okay, you're right. Good call. Don't do that.
But I think they do have an ACC meeting rate. But
does Florida State Media not get a part of that?
Staying at a local establishment down the street. I looked at the Airbnbs just to kind of see what options are available.
Like right on the water there, of course.
For like $90 a night, I can get an RV.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
Does it drive? Can you take it somewhere?
I don't think so. I think
can you ride around in the RV like, and then just park
awesome.
It back?
Can
you
an RV in Amelia Island?
Can you valet an RV at the Ritz? I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
So,
so, yeah, the ACC meetings are next week. That's not the ones that are in July, not the football one. But it's where all the sports are covered and all the coaches come out.
It's more administrative. Yeah. It's mostly, it's just that it's the ADs, the academic representatives, faculty representatives for the schools, and then head coaches for three sports, football, men's basketball, and women's basketball. And they'll talk about anything from rules changes to schedules to
teams leaving,
lawsuits.
Yeah. We were talking about it yesterday on the wildly popular Jeff Cameron Show. Corey, you missed the segment. It was meaty yesterday. I think Ira would agree with you. We did a whole betting segment, on horse racing and how you handicap horse racing. Mm. I love to gamble, and I've never won a horse race in my life, so I wanted tips because Ira, I know, knows how.
Corey loves it.
And Corey just bet randomly and won the first time ever.
I won an exacta.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's amazing.
I put in the ticket. I'm like, wait, I just won $625? What?
Yeah, crazy. I've never won a horse race ever, and I love to gamble, and I like to think that I take the time to figure things out. I can't win a horse race.
We should all do a trip. We should make a trip. We should go to a track. And
well, since we're going to be out of the ACC soon, we should all, like, at some point, go to Louisville together and then make it a point. Let's go.
Yeah, I've been there multiple times.
Yeah, let's make it happen. That said, what we were talking about in addition was his trip coming over to, and it is going to be fascinating. It's like worth talking about to think about how odd this will be at Amelia Island when the two biggest entities in the league are suing the league and the league is suing them. And then the third and probably the crown jewel in their eyes, certainly, is North Carolina. And they've had highfalutin officials say they agree with Clemson and Florida State. This is not going to be a kumbaya. And then imagine, like, your Cal or Stanford or SMU. You're like, we're so excited to be here. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, you don't belong. What are you doing here?
We don't even care about you. Shut up and stand over there while we argue this out. Man,
it's got to be like no other conference meetings has ever been. Like, I don't even know.
Well, they even offered be in a room with other
ADs? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, that's been up for discussion, though. The ACC is ACC has tried to say that FSU and Clemson shouldn't be in these meetings.
Right.
But Florida State, I think, has every intention of being in the meetings. Yeah.
So when he votes or has something to say about some topic, they're going to be like, what do we care what you think, traitor?
We'll see.
They're going to say to him, right?
Oddity is they'd be right to say it.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, we've all announced where we stand on the issues here, We don't want to be here. Right. You don't want us here because we don't want to be here. And so,
But FSU's point would be, hey, we're still in the conference.
Yeah.
We haven't left yet, so we still get the vote.
But we're suing you for the right to
the right to get out of this conference. But in the meantime, we will vote. But that's
how many days is it? It's 3 days.
It starts Sunday. It ends Wednesday around noon with our sit down with Commissioner Phillips. We'll have a sit down to recap the festivities of the last few days.
So he does do that with the media. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, and it's just it's a little bit kind of informal, and it's
this one's going to be intriguing because all the media are going to ask the only questions that matter, which are, what's happening with Florida State, Clemson, the lawsuits, and what do you do from here? How quickly will it be resolved? Everybody just wants to know that. We don't care how well lacrosse or soccer or anybody else did. Nobody's going to care. Nobody even cares about the additions. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. Most of the people in the South don't care about SMU and Cal and Stanford joining the conference. And so,
yeah. And some of the meetings that happened behind closed, again, this is such a weird thing to cover it because the media, we all just sit in the hallway in the lobby.
Yeah.
And we wait for the people to come out of the meetings. We don't get to sit in on the meetings. We don't get to watch the meetings. So we have to talk to people when they leave and find out what was discussed, what was decided. But some of the things they do in there is highly important information in terms of, like, television contracts, revenue distributions, things that, it's not public record necessarily at the time. And so, FSU has to be in there because they're part of the conference, but they're going to be making decisions about the long-term future of the conference when everybody knows that Florida State and Clemson are not going to be in the conference. So it's just a weird situation.
I look forward to it. Are you going to have a chance to join us on Seminole Headlines?
Probably not, huh?
Yeah, Tuesday? I could call in possibly.
I think we could do like an abbreviated Thursday one or something.
We want to talk about what happens
in Amelia Island.
Yeah, we'll probably change the schedule next week, guys. There will be a Seminole Headlines, but it will not be at its normally scheduled time because I was getting the straight dope from the meetings in Amelia.
It's crazy they won't have a single championship in this conference ever in the state of Florida. but they'll do this every year at Amelia Island. Like, I feel like, you know what? You should throw us a bone. Have the ACC baseball championship at Hauser.
I could, you know what? At the time, we couldn't have known it, but how blessed were we all to be down there in Tampa for the ACC basketball tournament that one year.
Now, also, the Jacksonville baseball tournaments were cool. I thought they didn't do great numbers, but
we won it when it was in St. Pete, right? Didn't we that one year?
Al Lang.
At Al Lang, yeah. That's where I used to grow up going to baseball games all the time. Now it's all the Rowdies play soccer.
Well, it's always in Durham, the ACC baseball.
Well, they're just making it convenient for the Northeastern
schools. Right, it's good for Boston College and Syracuse.
Hey, boys, I'll bring this to the table. I'm hearing that there's an outside shot. Not even that outside of a shot that we may finally get some news regarding the portal in the next 18 to 36 hours.
Well, look at you breaking news here.
So all right. I can tell you.
Name names. You're going to drop some nuggets.
Got to be careful with that one, but I will tell you that it would be fairly eye-opening. Yeah. So there's something on the horizon.
Is it Cam Ward?
May not go. that would be weird.
Yeah. He can. What's holding?
What a quarterback battle we've got in store for the fall, kids. There's a name out there that's floating around. I can tell you that. And there's mutual interest, and it could be interesting. But we should know within certainly far into the scale, 48 hours. This week, we'll know this week, either a yay or a nay on this particular name. And if it were to happen, I will just tell you this, that you know, I'm not telling you that it's like, oh my God, the number one player in whatever position in the country is available to Florida State. I'm just saying it's a name you guys would know, and it's a name that would help this football team. So it'd be interesting to see if it happens. We'll know in the next, you know, like I said, 36 to 48 hours.
Are you going to come on and apologize if it doesn't happen?
Well, I'm not telling you we're getting them. I know it's a contest right now. So the person I'm talking about is interested, but he's not solely interested in Florida State. So we'll see what happens. It's a contest.
I do on that topic though. I do think, you know, we've kind of gone on waves with this portal process. Like early on before the portal window closed, we thought maybe a bunch of guys would enter and Florida State would be not a big shopper, but maybe go get three or four guys out of the portal. And then when nobody left, it feels like only one guy left. It felt like, okay, maybe they're not going to do much of anything. I do get the sense they're going to pick up a few guys in the portal. I still think it's going to be probably a few, but not a lot, but it's not going to be totally nothing.
Yeah, I get that sense as well. And
nobody can leave, right?
I don't think at this
technically,
point.
Technically, theoretically, nobody can leave,
all
right?
Shut down. So, yeah, they're going to be massaging the numbers over there, but I still think they're going to be able to get
They got to find a way. There's a couple things they could do. It's not fun to talk about publicly. It's not even fair. So we'll see what they do.
I wrote about it, though. I was stunned that only one person left after the spring game. I thought it would be six or seven. And as I wrote, I think some of it has to do with the Amarian Coopers of the world and the Tafasis of the world and the who else has left and been
right. Thomas and Travis
guys
Faye
like that, man. They just go. They think the grass is greener somewhere else, and it
Malik
isn't.
Malik McLean.
Malik McLean's already back in the portal after a year. Like they see all these former teammates that left for what they hoped was a better opportunity, and then I bet 80% of them would love to come back if Florida State would take them. Like, and so these guys that are on the fence. Like, man, I could leave Florida State. And I'm talking about like backup receivers, backup O-linemen.
Rodney Hill.
Yeah, people like that. Yeah, Rodney Hill's a very good example. It's like, man, you could have stayed here and developed into something. Now you're searching for a home and nothing's going to feel like a home. And I think these guys have seen that actually play out in real life examples. Not just Norvell saying, you might regret this, man. I don't know if you really want to do this. Former teammates are telling them, or they've just seen from former teammates, yeah, that wasn't a good move.
I also think I think it is specific to Florida State, but I also think it's nationally. I mean, like there are far more cautionary tales than there are stories of guys who've gone from being middling on a depth chart to transferring to another big school and being a star.
Huge success.
It wasn't the coach's fault at the other school. A lot of times you are what you are.
Yeah, I do think too that it's a testament to how much better this roster is that they're not going to have to do this every time. Now it's twofold. They're better. The floor of talent's better. They think they can develop the guys they have on the roster already into this offseason, right? We know you can get bigger and stronger over the next 3 months. And then they probably have faith, certainly, that they'll be developed. Certain guys that are on the roster, for example, certain receivers that they're trusting will take another step forward. That's a good sign. That's a good sign that you're not so desperate that you have to constantly go out and get every decent player at each segment group that's available. But I also just think it was pretty sparse. You know, this particular cycle players that were in the portal?
No, I'm saying.
No, but he's saying it's a good sign that a bunch of guys didn't leave. Like, to.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I'm talking about in totality what we're talking about with what's happening with the program, what's happening with the kids, their understanding of it, what was available, all of it.
Yeah, and I think the two are related.
Yeah.
You know, if there was better prospects out there, then maybe they start leaning on some kids.
If there was a Keon out there, then maybe one of the receivers entered.
That's kind of what I was inferring. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was like, there's a lot of factors that play into it. I just know this, that I think we all would feel a little bit more comfortable if they could find some depth at certain positions, whether that's wide receiver, whether that's tight end, whether that's linebacker or defensive tackle. I think those are the specific ones, maybe even an offensive lineman. But if they don't, they don't. We know they're a good team. That became the bigger discussion was, let's say they stand pat and they don't bring in anybody else and nobody leaves. What are they? That's what the fan base wanted to know. Like, okay, I guess we're not bringing anybody in. And what does that mean?
I think they have a chance to still be a really, really good football team, but there's less margin for error. You know, if you have an injury or two at a couple positions, you could be in real trouble.
Corey, you agree?
I do, but I think the ceiling probably isn't as – I don't think probably. It's not as high as it was last year, but that – you know, that's okay. Like, it's – you're not going back to 5-7, but you're not going to go 13-0 most likely. I don't think this roster is a 13-0 roster. I think this roster is a ACC championship contender. And if you're contending for a championship,
well, then you go to the playoff.
If you can, even if, I mean, essentially, even if you're 9-3 and you make the ACC championship game, well, if you win that, you're in the playoff. So you are contending for a playoff. I think that's where this program is this year, is they are a playoff contender. And maybe you get hot in the postseason. You know, I don't know if that really happens in football. I guess it does. But just, I think the floor being, to me, the floor is playoff contender, which think about where the floor was. So many, 3 or 4 years ago, that's a really good sign that even though I think they're going to take a step back, because I mean, they lost some really good guys, man. Especially on offense, they lost, well, defense too. They Verse and Fisk were pretty good. So I just think that raising the floor so much that even if you have a down year, quote unquote, you're still contending for a playoff spot. That's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
to me,
you can't go 13-0 every year and every team is going to have holes.
But to me, it's just a totally different outlook. Like to me, I don't know that you can compare it in terms of, like, is their ceiling as high? Because I just think there's too many questions. Like, there's
unknowns,
unknown
variables.
The ceiling could be as high.
Maybe.
The ceiling, if all of those guys pan out.
What if Marvin is a first-round pick?
That's what I'm saying. If those guys all pan out, man, then, the ceiling could
be. Then you're loaded.
Yeah.
If they all pan out.
But last year, there was a lot of sure things. And even with that, I think most of us went into the year thinking, 11-1 would be a great season. Maybe they could go 12-0. Maybe they're 10-2. But somewhere in that ballpark. This year, I think the variance could be wider, but I don't know that the ceiling is definitely lower. Like, they could hit, man. DJ, I love Jordan Travis. I love Jordan Travis's story. He was a fantastic college football player. He averaged like 260 yards passing last year, and he didn't run. So it's not like DJ has to hit some incredible mark to match what Jordan Travis did a year ago. And he might have a better offensive line. He's been in college football for 5 years. He'll have another few months in the system from when we last saw him. I'm not closing the door on the fact that DJ could have a really, really good season at quarterback. And if he does, with what you have talent-wise, they could be right back where they were. I wouldn't predict 13-0, but I didn't predict 13-0 last year either.
Let's get to the important stuff from Dave in Bardstown, who writes, Ira, you get Jim Phillips to release us from the grant of rights for free, or unlimited use of the hand soap at Ritz-Carlton, your choice. What are you doing?
Corey could talk about the soap.
It's incredible. Himalayan sea salt. It's an easy answer, but it's Himalayan sea salt. Is that what it is? Guys, go get yourself some. I don't know where they sell it. Maybe you might have to go to the Himalayas.
You can go steal it at the Ritz.
You might. Yeah, you could go to the Ritz and just steal it. Say you're meeting someone. They're all in the bathrooms in the lobby. And your hands feel like just the smoothest thing you've ever felt in your life.
You're gonna make
Jeff
me look
Cameron.
This up. I'm gonna end up.
It's
doing
unbelievable.
This.
It's like little rock. It feels like rock salt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then afterwards, your hands just feel like a baby's bottom, like a newborn's bottom. It is the smoothest thing you've ever felt.
The three of us.
I don't know if it works on your face. It must.
Maybe I'll try that out.
Do it. Put it all over your body.
It's exfoliating, buddy. It's exfoliating.
Yeah, it's got to exfoliate
then you put the
your
cream
body
on afterwards and all that.
Gosh,
yeah, yeah. Forget about it. That. The three of us. Ira and I being the older of the group.
Slightly.
Ira's the oldest, by the way.
Right.
I should point that out.
We all know that.
We should point that out. But that said, we're all up there.
Right.
We're all certainly middle age.
Yes. I don't think I'm living to 100. So
there you go. Okay, so we have that. Why do I bring that up? I want to see if the three of us fairly pretty aware guys remember when the hell did the sea salt and the Himalayan salts thing become a big deal. It's in everything now. You can get that at your Costco for all your seasoning. You get it's everywhere.
Oh, you use it as seasoning?
Oh, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, the Himalayan
multi-purpose
sea salt, okay, rock salt.
You bathe with it and use it as seasoning.
Yeah, you put all it on your chicken. You do it all.
It'd be great if Dabo walks in the restroom at the Ritz and I'm in there like putting it behind my neck.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hey, can you get some of this on my back?
If you had
I'm missing a spot here, Dabo.
If you had tinfoil and you were slathering it on some pieces of pork. It's great. Seminole Headlines 93.3 Real Talk Radio War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Time to talk Shopify. A couple years ago, I wanted to create and sell Headlines merch for the best podcast listeners in the world. That's you guys. But I had no idea where to get started. Now we're selling Yay Sausage shirts, and it's so easy, all because we use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is the only tool you'll need to grow your business without the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. You could be selling Don Julio socks from Shopify's in-person point-of-sale system or offering headliner shirts from Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. So you'll sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I really love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase, now to grow your business, no matter what stage of the game you're in. Shopify.com/warchant.
We were just talking about what their floor is and what we think, you know, this offseason is going to be in terms of chatter about what the squad will be. I don't remember, like, last year we were very, very definitive about how good we thought they were. Like, all of us. I mean, nobody predicted – I don't know anybody on staff who predicted us to do any worse than – or Florida State to do any worse than two losses.
Right.
I don't even know if – I mean, I did 11-1, and Tom went 12-0. I think you guys predicted 11-1.
I definitely did.
Yeah. So I don't even know that any of us had us losing more than had Florida State losing more than one game.
I might have done 10-2. I'm always a little bit of a pessimist.
But I just remember that we were all
Clemson let me down. Guard Keon. I mean, who else are they going to throw it to?
Those bums.
I mean, good night.
Yeah, I would have nailed my 11-1.
Yeah, that's right.
But here's the thing. We didn't even know Braden Fisk was going to be that. And we were still saying 11-1, 12-0 type season. So it is curious, though, now that
it was so many known commodities, though, right? Like Verse came back, Benson, Travis, Johnny, and then all the additions they brought in with Jaheim and Keon and people like that.
But if Ira's right that the offensive line should be better, I mean, yeah, we think so.
I'll be shocked if the offensive line.
I will be too. I agree with you there. And then, like, is it completely unreasonable to think that DJ will have the best year of his career? He better. He's a fifth-year guy with Mike Norvell. Like, he ought to be better than he's been, and he's been pretty good. He could be much better. I don't know. I mean, the secondary, I think, has a chance to be as good, if not better. I mean, they're talented and deep. You start thinking about it. I guess you just don't know. Do you have a Jared Verse? But Patrick Payton's going to have a huge year. I suspect, by the way, that Jones isn't going to suck.
Yeah.
I think what the challenge for this team to me is going to be the busted play, like the big play that goes against you. Like, the nice thing about that team with Jordan, especially a quarterback, is he didn't turn the ball over. I mean, he had two interceptions.
Never. Yeah.
And so, and he only completed 63% of his passes. Yeah. He didn't light up the scoreboard, but he didn't make mistakes. And then on defense, you didn't have a lot of busts on defense. You had a lot of veteran guys, good sure tacklers. They communicated well on the back end. You just didn't have receivers running free or running backs breaking loose for 65-yard runs. They made teams earn everything. This team, I think, has a chance to be exceptional in a lot of ways, but I think DJ is probably going to turn the ball over more than Jordan did. And we don't know. I like this secondary, but we can't say that they're going to be as sound in the back six or seven as they were last year, because you had all those older dudes and a lot of guys who had been in the system for several years. Earl Little's new to the system. I think he's going to be a really good player, but he's new to the system. These linebackers are young in the system other than DJ Lundy. The corners are experienced, but, you know, you just could see some more busted plays and or hurtful turnovers than you saw last year, and any of those can swing a game.
Yeah, I guess I'm just painting a picture that if they are better on the offensive line, they'll be able to run the ball, which allows you to take advantage of the deep ball, which is something they didn't have a year ago. And you certainly have the quarterback to throw the deep ball, you know, this year. I mean, and you brought in all that speed. It's just going to look different.
Right.
It's just going to look different.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think the defense might be as good, if not better. Like, their defense is going to be good. What if Darryl Jackson decides to live up to his body type and be the number, you know, one or two tackle in the first round of the draft? Like, there's a real that's not a crazy far-fetched thing. Look at him.
Yeah.
And he had a great spring.
Yeah, and Farmer's good too. I think Peyton and Jones are probably NFL players. I think for sure the Oregon State kid is an NFL player. I think the depth on the defensive line and offensive line are better. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. I think you can't sit here right now in May and say that a defense without Jared Verse and Braden Fisk and Renardo Green and Bethune and Deloach
and Jarian Jones
is good. Yeah. And Akeem Dent. I mean, they lost some veteran good players is going to be better, but again, it's so much of the unknown. We don't know how they're going to play. Earl Little might be more talented than anybody else they were going to have. We just don't know. And you know, like you said, Darryl Jackson might have a Fiskian type year. Maybe.
I think he should. I think he could be better than Fisk. And I love Fisk.
I mean, you're basing it on physical.
Yeah. And Marvin and Peyton, I think, are probably NFL defensive ends. They might not be first-round pick defensive ends. But so there's a lot to like. It's just, into last year, there were so many more known commodities. That's why the spring game was the spring itself was kind of boring, because we've seen all this before. Yeah, Jordan Travis, we get it. But this year, you know, not that anybody asked, but that's why I just wanted to see a little more out of the receivers. I want to see a lot more out of the receivers, actually, because that's still my question mark, is how good is that position group? How good is that position group? Because that was one of the strengths of your team last year.
That is an interesting topic, because I think people, you know, our conversations before the spring game and then after the spring game were about this receiving core is not what it needed to be. Like, well, it's not what we hoped it would be.
Yeah, with they the guys weren't as productive in the spring as we wanted.
Right. But not just the spring game. It was the
whole spring.
Whole month. Yeah.
And so then that turns into, I think, from a listener's perspective or a reader's perspective, is like, oh, we're saying they're terrible.
No.
It's not what we're saying. They were okay. They're fine. But
and they were going against a really good set of corners and a defense who knows what's coming.
But, you know, a year ago, you had pretty special receivers. I mean, you had Keelan Coleman's a special wide receiver. Johnny Wilson's special physically is a wide receiver. And then you had other pieces around them. So this year, you just don't have a whole lot of special. Now, Malik Benson, I think, is going to be a very, very good college football player. But I don't know that you can count on some of those other guys. Ja'Kai Douglas, all he does is make plays, but he's also,
5'9".
5'8".
So it's just a – it's going to have to be a lot from scheme. It's going to have to be a lot from, you know, the running game and establishing that and DJ making good decisions. I think they'll be fine, but you don't have guys who are just going to go win battles. I don't think you don't have many of them at the wide receiver.
I really like that Portier stayed. I really do. I know nobody in this room is
like
it
more if he catches 45 passes.
Yeah. Nobody's fired up about him, but I think he has that potential to be that guy that catches 40 or 45 passes. I really do. And I was afraid that he would bounce and go to Troy or TCU or something.
I thought half that room was going to bounce.
I did too.
I thought for sure they were going to lose a lot of guys there.
I don't think Portier and Darian Williamson are devoid of talent. It's not like they just can't play. They've never even gotten a chance to because of mostly injury, but all these other reasonings too. Maybe they're above average wide receivers to go along with Malik Benson and Ja'Kai Douglas and Hakeem runs and then makes a run. And then all of a sudden you got five or six guys you can count on.
I think the key is Hakeem. He's the most physically gifted of the bunch. And if he can live up to that and take the step forward that we thought he was going
to
take this
spring. By the way, I like that you don't have to say the thing about Vandravius anymore.
Nope.
If he can just put his head on.
He's gone. He couldn't get his head on straight and he's out of here.
Yeah, he's out.
I was waiting. Never happened. And it's unfortunate because he's talented. On down the road you go. But Hakeem does work hard, does care, is focused, loves to block, does a lot of things well, has to take the next step as a pass catcher. Too many drops this spring and just not enough explosiveness this spring. And I think there's a lot more in there. I dare say I thought he was slightly hobbled the second half of spring. not making excuses for him, but you also had a quarterback learning the system. So the inconsistencies on offense against that defense are completely understandable. The defense is always ahead of the offense in spring. That's not shocking. Now you have more guys entering into the fold, trying to learn the system, including your starting quarterback. Maybe he does take a big leap because he's talent. He's an NFL body. He's an NFL talent.
I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to paint the picture. We're in Dublin. It's whatever day that is, August 24th. It's probably 58 and rainy.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. No, it's going to be beautiful.
And Florida State comes out for their first drive, and they're four wide. Who are the four wide?
Okay, so Benson, obviously Hakeem.
You think? I don't think that's obvious. What do you think?
Ja'Kai Douglas is obvious.
Yeah, he's in the slot. Yep.
Probably Portier.
Look at you shaking your head. Kentron is kind of – everybody's going to be living in Tron's world.
How many career catches?
26. He's got 26. He's got a couple touchdowns.
I like my projection.
Yeah.
Regardless of your affinity for
– I don't think it's obvious, but that would be a very good sign if he is.
I think it's going to happen. Yeah. But
the thing
way,
about him as a blocker, you want him out there anyway, no matter what.
I feel like, unfortunately, knock on wood, we see some sort of big leap forward and he's able to get healthy. But I feel like Destin Hill would have been part of that group. And that's another reason we were sad. We were really saddened at the end of spring because we know he was having a great spring.
If I knew sure Destin Hill was fully healthy and ready to go, I'd have a whole different vibe on this wide receiver room. For real. We definitely think, I think Kentron, Malik, and Ja'Kai are three obvious ones. Hakeem's probably the fourth. Could be Jalen Brown if he takes a bigger
move. Wouldn't it be more to ask of Jalen Brown to do that than Hakeem?
Right.
I mean, Jalen Brown is so young in his career, and he's been here for.
But he's somebody we don't really talk about, and didn't make a lot of huge plays in the spring. But he is so smooth and fast that.
Oh, I like him as a prospect, but I just think it would be a bigger leap.
I also touched on this in something I wrote a couple weeks ago about the receivers. It may have been last week about the receivers. 3 years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, when he started playing, Norvell started playing running backs at receiver all the time.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't have good receivers.
Yeah.
And I think you might see more of that. Toefele, Jalen Lucas.
Toefele catches the ball amazingly well.
Jalen Lucas, too, is a guy that will be used in the passing game, I think.
He's just going to be fun. I mean, get him the ball any way possible. He's just a obviously fun kid to watch play. And, they're going to throw the ball to him out of the backfield. We know that. I wonder what other ways they use him and how could you? Because he is diminutive, to say the least.
He is, but very, very, very fast.
Unreal. The ball in his hands, awesome. Him running routes outside.
Well, you don't want to throw it unless he sprints by a guy. It's a small window.
It's
a
very small window. It's the same complaint. Yeah,
but you can run bubbles and things. Yeah, there's things.
Absolutely, you can run bubbles.
And bubbles out your ass.
Bubble this thing to death, and then you would have Hakeem out there for sure.
Yeah, you got to have him blocking. Yeah, that's going to be their motto. That's going to be on their. It's going to be what they call the offense.
How many catches did Deuce Span have this year for Florida State? Over under 12.5.
Oh my god,
under.
Over.
Under.
Maybe he's the guy, gang.
Corey's just full of hope today.
I am full of hope.
I love that they stayed. They bet on themselves. They think they're going to produce. They think they're going to contribute. Maybe this is the year all of them take a huge. Maybe all.
Over 12.5.
You know what's funny about Corey is, like, in certain circumstances, you are so focused on
what can go
size
wrong?
And strength. And strength sometimes. Like, when you talk about physical abilities, but then in certain situations, like after the draft, you're like, I love these guys who believed in themselves. Like Jared Verse believed in himself. And Brady Fist believed in himself. They're also great athletes. Like they're not, it wasn't just like a lot of people can believe in yourself, but you also
easier
to
believe in yourself when you're 6'5", 260.
Like, you love that Kentron and Darion believed on themselves. It's like, okay, man, what were they doing the last 4 years? I mean,
they had good players in front of them and they got hurt. But usually people, I think, just from doing this long enough, guys in their positions are like, screw this place. They're not treating me fairly.
No, I get you. I understand.
That's what I mean. They're not treating me fairly. I'm going to go somewhere where they appreciate my abilities. I just think it's rare for guys. Deuce Span, too, is another one that are going in their fourth or fifth year that have never really done anything at this level
rolling with them now.
I'll
say this about Deuce. Like, he could go to a lower level and he would be featured more, but I don't think he feels like he has been put in an unfair situation. I mean, he's got eyes. Some people are fair and honest with themselves.
But
he
most
knows
aren't.
He's not better than the guys that were in front of him.
Most athletes aren't.
I know. I'm just saying.
I think
credit
Kentron,
to him for that.
What I have with Kentron, what I keep coming back to is he was the best receiver they had last spring. He was really good last spring. And then he got hurt. and he didn't play at all in the fall. And then when he did play, it was against Georgia, and he was the best receiver on the team. That I'm not saying much.
I don't think it's accurate that he didn't play at all in the fall.
But he didn't play much, and he was hurt at the beginning. He
wasn't active when he played.
Sure, but he was hurt in the beginning, and then he didn't. You know, then they didn't run him out there much. I think he has a chance.
This guy's
to be
the
a nice
voice
player.
For Kentron Portier.
Kentron, it's me and you, Doug. I'm at your draft party. I'll tell you that much. I'm going to be at your draft party.
Seminole Headlines 93.3 Real Talk Radio War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hour is flying by, and that's exciting because we got headliner questions next hour, and I suspect there's a lot of good ones.
Okay. Why do you suspect?
I kind of took a sneak peek.
Corey. Okay. All right, good.
It's not a suspicion.
At the Twitter?
It's a fact.
At the Twitter?
I looked at the Twitter. I did not look at Facebook, but I'm going to look at Facebook.
Okay.
Well, I thought I went over the top of Facebook last week, and I could sense his frustrations.
Well, you got my email, right?
No.
My notes after the show?
No, I didn't get that one.
By the way, apparently my dad tried to friend one of my friends yesterday on Facebook. So that's always fun.
That was an interesting email to get.
That's always I know she just the friend Anna texted me and was like, "Hey, just so you know, your dad reached out and wanted to be friends on Facebook." I'm like, "Well, it'd be cool if it really was him 13 years after his death, like just check it in."
Hey guys, I'm in Wyoming. I faked the whole thing. I hated you guys. Thing.
You never saw my body.
Hey, this is a little, I don't know. Maybe it's not the right time. Tomorrow is my dad's birthday.
How old is he?
He'll be 76.
Lucky son of a gun.
Is he coming into town?
He was in town this past week, and we went over to the Florida State NC State game Saturday, tailgated with the animals.
You got the heads up.
I was actually at the game, and
we were all there having a big time, and then the game got canceled.
Yeah.
You would have seen
him. Glad he's sharing his time with other people.
He's sharing his time with his son.
Well,
and grandchildren.
Yeah. And other people.
But we did. We went over there. I gave a shout out
to
Johnny
Mac.
He got
to tailgate and then didn't get to watch the game. It's
fine. They were quite frustrated. I was less frustrated. I've been to a million games, so it didn't really bother me. But for my son and for my nephew and for my dad, a little frustrated, especially since there was no reason to cancel the game. But, hey, you know, it worked out best for Florida State, I think.
Yeah, I think that was – I don't think Link was unhappy that they only played two.
No, I think it was probably incredibly fortuitous. And I would dare say, judging by NC State's bullpen stats – that they were more than happy to only play one on Sunday. Both sides were like, "Yeah, we're good. One's good." Yeah,
definitely a Link. I'm sure he did not want to play another doubleheader.
Well, he's had to play a million of them. They've been robbed.
He said it would have to start at like 10 a.m. because of travel purposes or 9:30 a.m.
But also, listen, Elliott Avent didn't want to either. Their
there's
been
no
awful.
Point. It worked out for it. It was a gentleman's sweep. It was a gentleman's split. You know what I mean? They both got one game. They both stayed.
I think they kind of got what they both needed. Yeah. Frankly, you know,
Florida State kind of they should have won that first game. They got
that was
really
a
unlucky.
Weird game with 15 ground ball singles.
They really
in
had
the infield
seven.
And,
they literally had seven infield hits.
Yeah, I know.
And then another
every time I looked
double.
Up,
and he said Jamie Arnold gives up 9 hits, and like two of them were hit hard.
And then the other part is that you have the long delay, and so everybody goes home, and there's like 17 people in the stands. It's just
the long
the whole
delay.
Thing sucked.
Point out the long delay with
I
no weather.
Said there was no reason to do it. They had no reason on either of the days.
No
but,
weather
hey,
was
hey,
whatever. There's lightning 6 miles away.
We're going to get yelled at for this.
Well, hey,
I brought
I
this up
it.
Yesterday, I get it. And I know as soon as we do it, I'll get an email about somebody who lost their cousin 7 years ago to a lightning strike. We get it serious, and I don't want them to play through light. It's a miracle we're alive. I'll just say that. I never once had a game in any sport I ever played canceled due to lightning. Grew up in St. Petersburg, Florida, the lightning capital of the world, Tampa, St. Pete. That's where it lightning.
No, if
the
it
most.
Was light, if you saw the lightning, you got out of the way of it.
Well, yeah, you we didn't it. Stand there underneath the lightning bolts, but sweet Jesus.
But you know
I'm
what?
Not comfortable. I'm abstaining from this entire conversation.
Well, and I'll say this real quick. I had a family friend. I think I've said this before. I really have been impacted by a lightning strike.
Yes, you've told me the story.
My dad's best friend's daughter was 30 years old, got struck by lightning, had to learn how to walk and talk again, and her best friend that was next to her died It splashed off her and killed her friend instantly.
You're not helping make our point,
no,
Corey.
But that was, they were in a huge field running away from an ultimate frisbee, and this was in 2001. But my point being, what bothered me about Friday night was it was so dangerous, Ira, the atmospheric conditions and the lightning, that for 45 minutes, NC State's team was out on the field playing hacky sack. That's what bothers me. And everybody in the stands was just sitting in their seats. There was no lightning around us. There was no rain. Everybody's
from
just
sitting. From a liability standpoint, though, the university puts up a sign on the screen and they make an announcement, please find cover because there's lightning in the area.
Right.
And then if you just sit there, that's on you. Like they've done their part.
There's lightning
in
Lake
City. But if
they
have a game continuing, but if they continue to play a game and something bad happens, now the liability's on them. So, I mean, I think that's a factor.
I get it.
You know,
I think it's a bit extreme.
And my point, and the thing about lightning is it doesn't have to be right over you, because the case with Ben Jackson in Thomasville, it was just kind of misting. It wasn't storming. There was not lightning everywhere. They were playing baseball and he got struck by lightning. So it can happen.
It can. Yeah.
It doesn't
do us any good to beat the drum on that. Anyhow.
You know what? We'll do everyone some good. I'm not going to go through the whole story. It's too convoluted. If you've listened to Wake Up War Chant, you know it already. But I just want to give a public service announcement to everyone listening. If you buy a car and don't trade in your old car, you better take that tag from the old car. If you're not going to insure that car.
I think you're in the minority of people that don't know this.
No way, man. No, anybody I've talked to about it, and I've told Lord, I've told this story 30 times.
Unique circumstances. Most people trading in a car are about to get another car and need the tag off that car.
But if you sell a car, they'll tell you you have to return the tag. Yeah. I mean, that's on this title.
But I guess the point is I had a car. I bought a car from Carvana. They didn't do anything wrong. I put my insurance from the car I was driving from the 2017 car to the 2022 car, but I want to keep my car for Brady, but I'm not driving it. So I'm like, I'm not going to waste 2 years of insurance money when I'm not driving this car at all. I'm not driving it. So obviously I'm in the wrong. When I knew I wasn't going to do that because my car is still registered, I have to go take my tag in and say, I'm not driving this.
Or keep insuring the car.
But I didn't. Who would do that?
Well,
that would be crazy.
Yeah. The idea is they won't let you just have a car without insuring it. Then you would just be driving it without insurance.
Right. No. So I get it. So anyway, long story short or shortish.
Or longer.
I end up getting pulled over because my license had been suspended.
This is the more interesting
months.
Part of the story. And I want people to know this because it's kind of freaky how far we've come. You got pulled over because of some system in place that alerts cops.
Yeah. The state trooper.
Moving vehicles. Like he's not looking at your license plate.
Behind
he's not behind you.
He was on the side of the road. Yeah, and I drove right by him.
It just goes. What is it? Beep beep or something like that? Let you know that somebody's driving on a suspended license.
And he pulled out.
That's crazy.
He pulled out like OJ drove by him. I mean, he pulled out with a quickness. I'm like, oh man, what? He must have gotten a bad call. Where's he going?
What did I do?
And it was a 2-lane road. He got in the left lane, went around, came up right behind me. And I'm like, oh man, what in the world? And yeah, he got in a. So I had been driving without a suspended license because I hadn't even, and I got my car towed, even though the car I was in was insured and it was registered. The other car was not. He didn't know it. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, just pointing out for everyone that doesn't know.
Let's dox him.
What's his badge number?
No,
I don't want to do that. He was nice enough. He didn't have to get me. I mean, Stephanie could have driven the car home, but whatever. because it became a nightmare after that. But if you're going to keep a car, but you don't want to insure it because your son is 14 and there's no reason to insure it for 2 years, go ahead and turn in that tag. Go ahead and turn in that tag, game.
That's a fun. Was that a Friday?
That was a Thursday evening.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a fun Friday right there, guys.
That was a Thursday evening. Friday is, I had to go get my license. I had to go prove that I should have a license.
The great thing is.
And turn in my tag. I turned in my tag to the DMV.
Corey and I were texting. I didn't know any of this. It just happened. We were texting about him writing a story. And I was like, I probably don't need that story till the morning. So if you want to do it later, you can. I don't need it right away. Because originally I thought I did. And he's like, okay, good. Because I've had a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then he tells me, I'm like, and you were going to just sit down and write a story?
Yeah. And I went into my house and my AC was broken. So it was 87 degrees in my house.
So you have pissed off
somebody
in the universe.
Somebody
is irate. Well, it's my dad's birthday tomorrow, guys. So
tell your dad if he's thinking about selling cars or getting a new car to turn in that license plate, gang.
Now, he's 76 tomorrow and very excited to see all of us on several road trips this year. And I do know next hour when we get into headliner questions, we're going to have to answer this because somebody asked the road trips that you cannot miss. Now, we're all getting lucky enough to go over to Ireland, but not everybody's going to do that. Do you think, and just as an aside, I'm picking your brain. Would you be more excited to go to the Notre Dame game? I understand tradition. The Notre Dame game or the SMU game? I'm actually, that's a legitimate question. That's I
was in Dallas last summer. Yeah.
But if you hadn't been.
Yeah, I still think it'd be Chicago/South Bend.
Yeah. You agree? Just because of Notre Dame's tradition? Because that place isn't great.
South Bend?
Yeah.
They used to have the College Football Hall of Fame.
South Bend ain't great, and that stadium ain't great.
When is the game?
November.
Yeah.
And I think SMU is like late September, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little toasty there.
When are we ever going to go to an SMU game? Once the team leaves the conference, we're never going over to SMU. You're like, this is it.
The problem is that stadium seats like 20,000.
I think they're
going
to expand this summer, is what I read. No, really? From like 26,000 to 38,000.
Yeah, I think it's in the 40s.
I think Chicago's an easier drive than Dallas. I got to figure that out. I haven't looked. I think Chicago's actually an easier drive.
What's the traverse to Ireland? You're actually flying?
I'm flying, yeah.
You're not getting on a big boat? Taking months to get over?
I'm flying. I am taking a boat from England to Dublin after we land in Manchester. But I'm getting in a train from Manchester to.
How much time are you going to spend in England?
Probably 4 or 5 days.
How many drugs are you going to take for the flight across the pond?
Well, I'll definitely be drunk. I think I'll Steffi's got some stuff. I probably don't need to be mixing. I got to figure out which tack I'm going
to
take.
I don't need to be drunk.
I don't do that stuff very often, so I got to figure that out. But I got a bed. It's a wedding gift. We got a bed to fly over there.
You got a bed?
Yeah. We're first in the, what do you call?
First class?
Yeah, it's not called first class anymore. What's it called? Business class?
Comfort care?
Something like that. But yeah, so we got a bed because it's an overnight flight.
You legitimately got a bed?
Yeah.
This guy.
It's the only way I can fly is to lay down and sleep.
This bourgeois.
But he can't keep insurance on his car.
Unbelievable.
I just wouldn't have thought my license would be suspended. I thought, okay, if I get caught driving this car, I'm in real trouble. But I didn't drive that car. I wouldn't have thought they would have just suspended my license and not told me about it.
Well, I'm sure they didn't tell you about it.
They probably told me.
I think you probably had. How many notices do you think? 3, 4?
I feel like I would have read it.
Do you think there was a notice with big red letters, final notice on the front of that? Please read.
Or Leon County got something against me. I don't understand.
I'm not going to lie about this in the remaining 40 seconds. I don't look at everything that says, please read. Right. You I don't even look at everything that says final notice. I'm like,
That's not true.
You can't threaten me with some final notice.
I'm not reading it.
Watch this. Right to the recycle. What do you think of them apples? I'm not doing all this.
What, are you gonna take my license away?
Yeah, right. So hour number 2 forthcoming, headliner questions on the way, as well as some little headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV.